Welcome to The Vibe You're In
with Michael Santana and Will Molina. Welcome to episode 37,
yo. Can I say something about 37?
Absolutely.
Somebody told me that was my angel number. I have no clue what that means because I mentioned that that number was following me around my entire life.
We can do a whole episode on why it's your angel number.
I don't know. Or just email us at thevibeyourin@gmail.com.
And let us know if this actually exists.
Yeah.
So before we even start, we want to tell you about our super party.
Super duper party. We did the mash. Yeah.
No, we did no mash. It is the celebrity costume party here at the Enchantment Room. Our first ever party by The Vibe You're In, Michael and Will. It's going to be amazing. Red carpet affair. Interviews, live interviews with Michael and Will. There's going to be, I guess,
there's going to be many guest peoples. It's going to be a live.
We do want to tell you that tickets are kind of flying out the door.
They are.
So if you want to come to our party, check us out, check out our Facebook page, check out our Instagram page. There's a link for you to buy your ticket through Eventbrite. I guarantee you that you're going to have an amazing time because the Enchantment Room allows you to have any party.
Yeah. I'm going to toot my horn. I'm going to ring my bell, but it's not me. It's my lovely wife, Anicia. Her passion is events. So you're going to get to see how crazy she gets into these things and how crazy she can make a theme party look in a good way.
No, she's amazing at it. Her vision and innovation, some of these parties are amazing.
Yeah, she goes over
the
top.
So I cannot
wait,
and it seems like people can't wait,
right?
Because we are selling these tickets at a rapid pace.
We are, and we're going to get to party with all our guests and all the people that have been on The Vibe You're In, all the people that support The Vibe You're In, which is awesome.
Exactly. Tonight's sponsor is none other than The Enchantment Room.
And if you want to book your amazing theme party, then you go to froggiespartypad.com.
Thank you, Short Fuse, our super producer engineer extraordinaire, for always making us sound amazing.
Yes, yes, Short, y'all.
That's right.
Short Fuse.
Tonight's topic. For those who are regular listeners, you're going to be excited. If you're a first-time listener, you're going to love this topic. And you'll love all the topics that are coming, 37, 38, 39, 40, 150 episodes. Stick with us because I think everything that we project to you, you will use and it'll be positive.
Right.
And if it's not, you know where to reach us, thevibeyourin@gmail.com.
You can send that email to Will Molina.
And I will respond.
You will.
So tonight's topic, Michael, is none other than...
It's going to be about loyalty.
Ooh.
It's a quality of being loyal. Now listen, it's also a strong feeling of support or allegiance when it comes to the definition out of the dictionary. So this is what we're talking about. Are you loyal?
Mm-hmm.
What is loyalty? What do you say? What does that mean? You know, is it they smile on your face? Is it that? No.
That's a good song.
It is. I love it. But it's about being loyal. Mm-hmm. It's so important in business. It's so important in life, you know, to be loyal.
Do you think that loyalty or the word itself is action and a feeling?
It's action and a feeling. And we'll get to why it's a feeling in a moment.
Sure.
But it's the first part is an action.
Right.
You have to take action. But this is what we've done.
Mm-hmm.
We researched and we found an article that's about how to teach your child to be loyal.
Ooh.
So how does that apply to us as adults? Well, it's simple. You were a child once.
Exactly.
If you teach your child
how hopefully.
You just dropped in.
I'm an adult.
Yeah.
Now I'm screwed because I have no idea what I'm doing.
Yep.
I have no idea what's happening around me. No, of course, we were all children. But this article is awesome because it talks about how to teach it to your children and yet how you learn from them.
Exactly. And how you learn together.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes a family thing, but it's not, so it's not just that, it starts that way.
Sure.
But then you have to carry it into your relationships outside your house. Mm-hmm. So How to Teach a Child Loyalty. It was written by Rachel Skoretz, and it's from Parenting Magazine Online.
Okay.
And their source was Kitty Academy, which is a national educational child care provider.
They know about children.
They do. We have to respect that.
Sure.
So Richard Peterson was the one that was speaking. He's the vice president of education for Kitty Academy. And he says, loyalty is the feeling of devotion or faithfulness we have toward our family members, friends, country, or cause in which we believe. Being loyal means we're committed, and being committed means we make promises and keep them. We do what we say we'll do for the people we care about.
That's so true.
Yeah, this is the truth. So let's dive into this.
Okay.
This is our take on it. Let's take a second to expand on this.
Mm-hmm.
Being loyal is not just holding secrets and standing steadfast by your clients. It also involves action.
Mm-hmm.
Sticking to your initial promises of getting things done. In this instance, you are being true to your word by staying committed to be loyal and true to yourself.
Okay, so how does that translate to that moment that we're teaching our children the concept of loyalty?
So what we're talking about is leading by example.
Okay.
So, and the first thing we have to understand is that the first act of loyalty is you're being loyal to yourself. In other words, you're not going to mess this up. You've given your word, and you're going to commit to your word. Because if you can't commit to your word isn't worth anything.
Do you think that loyalty also starts with building a sense of respect?
Absolutely.
I mean, it seems like treating each other with kindness and consideration builds love, and a natural feeling of loyalty is developed.
Exactly.
And I think that's true in the nucleus of a house.
This is a fact. And so the article continues by saying, being mindful of the words that come out of our mouths is key too. Parents should speak positively about friends, family members, and teachers, looking for the good in others and sharing it. How many times do we talk about that here? Always look for the good in others. It's easy to find the bad. Look for the good. You know why? Because you perpetuate the good.
Absolutely.
If you look for the bad, you're going to find it, and then you're going to perpetuate the bad.
And your children are sponges.
They are.
We know that. And so they look up to you as the parent as to guidance, as to understanding, as to what the world is going to bring. I mean, obviously they have their own preconceived moments in their mind, but of course they look at you as, well, if I'm going to learn something, I'm going to learn from mom and dad or however that nucleus is in your life.
They're copycats. Monkey see, monkey do. If they see you talking about your friends or anybody else, they're going to say, well, that's the way it's supposed to be. But it also shows that you have no loyalty for that friend because you're talking about that friend behind their back.
Yeah,
that's a whole nother topic, which would be gossip, but still.
Right. But they really learn by watching adults demonstrate that loyalty.
Exactly.
You know, all the things that we just talked about, they are sponges. They see it. And yet they're like, you know what? This is the way.
Right. And the article continues, thanking your children when they're on time or when they help reinforces the value of loyalty. When a child sees loyalty demonstrated at home, they start to extend their own loyalty outside of the family to friends and teachers. So how does this apply to you, Mr. Businessman, Mr. Businesswoman, or someone that just wants to learn about loyalty?
Well, I think that this extends to your clients. I mean, if you show loyalty in your profession, by never speaking in a negatively or derogatory fashion about other professionals in your field, that's going to create loyalty.
Absolutely.
People are going to want to respect you, or they're going to respect you and they want to work with you. I mean, I think for us in our business, that's so true. I prefer to work with the people that respect me. And if there's a mutual respect, then I find there's a loyalty to work with this individual in a way where it's explosive in the sense that the feeling and the mood of that transaction is so amazing because there's that respect and the loyalty to make sure that, you know, Michael, you have a buyer, I have a seller. The respect that we have for each other creates this loyalty to make sure that these two individuals or these two parties, because there'd be several, have the ultimate experience that they know that we're working for them 24, 25 hours a day.
And
if that existed.
It does. When you're working for yourself, yes. So, and the keeping the fiduciary duty at the same time.
Sure.
I want to add in here that our fearless leader at the OM team, Olivera's and Molina team, shameless plug, Realty One Group, Nest, she has actually said many times that she's gotten listings because she didn't bother talking about the previous realtor or agent that sure. was in the house, you know, trying to get the listing. And the person that was previous to her was actually talking about the other realtors and other people in their profession. And the sellers didn't like that.
Right.
So they realized that they wanted to deal with someone that was loyal to even their own profession or just the way she
right.
presented herself.
I think the consumer at that point realizes, you know, these people are loyal to, this individual is loyal to the fact that there's a task at hand. There's no reason to have this conversation about someone else.
Yeah, or a professional in your field, because what you're doing is you're crapping on your field. The other thing that we can't do is never agree about a negative comment made about another individual. Instead, change the subject. You create loyalty by showing that you are loyal. Take a second to thank your clients and show gratitude whenever the opportunity opens up. This creates a bond and paves the way for loyalty.
Well, this talks about exactly what you just mentioned, that you immediately say, hey, wait a minute, let's not talk about that in that way, or let's not talk about this individual. Let's focus on the task at hand. And I think that creates loyalty. I think you're being loyal to yourself in your craft, and at the same time, you're projecting that to someone else. If you feel that way, then that's the way it should be.
Yeah, I think it comes right back to if you're always focusing on the good, it shows. So someone's going to see you that you're not into focusing on negative things or even giving it your energy, because once you do, it's going to perpetuate it. And it's going to come from many sides. You're not even going to know where it's coming from, but you're going to know that it's coming because you're perpetuating it. You're the source. Sometimes people don't even know.
Right.
Back to this article, prioritize family.
So important.
Is what they talk about next. Children first experience loyalty inside the family only after it's established.
It is.
Children first experience loyalty inside the family. Only after it's established can they expand their understanding to include others and ideals. Now, life gets busy and juggling an array of activities can be overwhelming. But spending time together as a family creates a sense of cohesiveness and loyalty in a family unit. So they underlined, eat dinner together.
That's so key. I mean, in the article, as is written, it's emphasized in the article. It's highlighted.
Yep.
Where that is super important. I think that, well, I know that when I was raising my two girls, that was so key. We were busy. We were shifting our careers in the same career, but we were shifting to another level. We wanted to raise our vibe in our business, and we knew that was going to take some time. When you raise yourself in what your goals are, for folks who are listening to the show, don't stop what you want to do, but always go back to understand that there's some basic things that you have to have so that you can have this loyalty happen for you in your own nucleus, in your home. Eating dinner together was one of the things that was important to me. No matter what was happening, no matter how busy I was, I mean, I could be honest for those who are listening, who are either clients or we work with, I made it an appointment. I just say, I have an appointment. And is it a lie? I don't know that. But I made it an appointment because I believe it was important for me to spend time with the girls. And that moment was theirs. And I think that our relationship now is amazing because of that small detail. It may seem minute, but think of all the conversations you have at dinner. Think about the things that you hear from your children, the things that you project back. All that teachings that are happening at that moment are so pivotal. If you can do it. I mean, I understand people have different schedules. You know, life is different now. But if you kind of find the means to do that, it's so key.
Well, I have to agree with you 100%. I think it's a beautiful thing. And was it an appointment? Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's an important appointment.
Sure.
Just as important as any other appointment.
Yeah, and I think people will respect the fact that it was an appointment.
Yeah. So in our household, it's the same thing. That we eat together.
Sure, and you have a small, you have...
We have small children.
And you have little ones now.
And sometimes, you know, we do, because, you know, we're running all these things that are happening. But if we get up, say, you know, to get it started, say, you know, do dishes or whatever it is, and the kids are still eating, we still have them there where they're close by, but we don't let them, we don't leave one eating alone ever.
Sure.
So it has to be, you know, one of us can leave the table, but not all of us leave the table until everybody's finished eating, because it's so important. Eating is sacred. You know, it's a sacred thing. And you mm-hmm. want to have that time to be able to, that quality time that you said, to be able to ask questions and know what's going on in their lives.
Sure.
With one another, even with adults.
I mean, that's the essence of prioritizing family.
Right. So the article does say eat dinner together and plan weekly family time that encourages conversation and opens the door to sharing. Now, how do we bring this back over to our clients?
To the business side.
The business side. Having regular client appreciation events is another way to create bonding and shows loyalty. An example would be like a food truck event. Now, what would be other examples?
I've seen others do in the business sense, and realtors or attorneys or lenders, loan officers, they do a client appreciation party where it's in an outdoor experience, where they do it in a park. And they have entertainment, clowns, a barbecue of some sort. But it's giving back to their clients. It's showing the loyalty that this individual has for their clients. And at the same time, that resonates back. I've seen many, many events, different events. I have a good friend who is a realtor here in Massachusetts. And he's an MAR leader. So he's in our association. And I know that he's done it for many years. He's done a client appreciation movie day or movie night.
Nice.
And it's usually like a big movie. It could be like a Star Wars. And he has people that dress up as Star Wars characters, meets him at the theater, introduces himself and thanks everyone for, you know, taking the time to come and watch the movie with their family. That's showing loyalty to his clients.
Right.
And at the same time, guess what? Those people are loyal to him. They show up. The fact that they show up creates loyalty. And so, you know, that little thing. We talked about the dinner together. This gentleman is busy. He's a busy guy, very successful. But he takes the moment to say, you know what? I have to thank
them for their loyalty.
For their loyalty to
me.
It's
awesome.
Yeah.
And it can be done at a wine event. It could be done at restaurants. And speaking of restaurants...
Michael, do you hear that?
I do.
It's the restaurant of the week. And today's restaurant is none other than Bueno Malo out of Andover, Massachusetts.
Yes, yes, y'all.
What is Bueno Malo? Well, let's translate it.
It's good, bad.
It's good, bad.
Is it good to be bad?
Well, depends on what you're doing. But in this case... Nothing here is malo.
At all.
It's all bueno.
It's all muy bueno.
So these guys are two guys that are inspired by California-style Mexican food, tacos and things like that. But not only did they take it to the next level, they've got an array of cocktails. And so from my understanding is, Mike and Franco, who are the owners, one guy is the kitchen and he's the chef. His partner is the cocktail guy.
Amazing cocktails, by the way. And margaritas, crazy.
Yeah, kick-ass margaritas. And the good thing is that every time you go to this place, they do lunch and they do dinner. First of all, it's a very cozy place, tucked in Andover. The decor is awesome. It really is. It feels like you're in a club, but it's a small place. And so if you sit, there's seats at the bar and there's, you know, there's a mural of like different artists, and there's all things happening in the bathroom, everywhere. There's something different. There's a piece of something that's inspiring, and you get to watch it.
You know what's crazy?
And you haven't even sat down yet and had the food.
Well, the screen that they play of California Streets. That's so
yeah, awesome. So
life
cool.
size, like a whole wall is just playing a drive through California.
Exactly. So let's get down and dive into the menu, because this is my favorite. So they have an array of things that are Mexican inspired. You know, from the corn chips to the salsa that they make, the guacamole, you know, all the things you find. But I think what comes down there, and I've had numerous times, is the chipotle maple wings.
Nice.
Like the best thing. They're sweet, but they've got a kick and a punch that are incredible. They're fried nice. I call it fried nice, where they're done well. And the sauce, it's very saucy. It's amazing. And the sauce is really unique because it has that sweet, you know, spicy punch to it. For me, it's the tacos, and they have taco options that you can, you know, do different ones. For me personally, is the shrimp tacos with a Baja sauce that they make at home or in-house, I may say. I feel like I'm at home when I go there, though. They're welcoming. It's really cool. It's funny because for this restaurant experience, I can go on and explain what this place is all about. There's nothing I can say for these people that won't be amazing when you go there.
Right. It's just a great atmosphere.
Yeah.
And I'm right with you with the shrimp tacos, by the way. And my other favorite is the street corn.
Really good.
Oh, my God.
Really so good.
And I'm very particular about the chips and salsa. They have really good homemade chips and salsa.
Absolutely. Once you're done with the food, and in between the food intake, have yourself a margarita there. They make a spicy margarita. They make an array of different cocktails. Don't be discouraged when you find that the cocktail menu has changed, because they do change it regularly. It seems like if there's an inspiration to a new cocktail, they throw it on the menu. But it's a great time, great music, the decor, everything about it. It is a small place, so it's intimate. They do have an outdoor seating area. I highly encourage everyone to check out Bueno Malo in Andover, Massachusetts. They are located
at 93 Main Street, the courtyard right behind D&D's.
Downtown Andover,
Massachusetts. It's a great experience. And like Will said, we can't say enough about it. You have to experience it.
Yeah, no, I'm stuck with words, honestly. Thank you, Bueno Malo, for being the restaurant of the week.
OMG.
Oh,
delicious.
So back to our topic after having an enormous amount of wings and tacos at Bueno Malo.
And we didn't mention the empanadas.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Thank you, Short Fuse, for that super duper interlude.
Yes, yes.
Which
y'all.
I enjoy each and every episode, and I'm sure others will as well. Michael, let's go back to the topic. Let's get into it so that we could end the topic in a amazing moment so that people enjoy what we're talking about.
So we're talking about loyalty, and the article continues.
They smile in your face.
So the article says, let children resolve their own conflicts. You and I as former brokers.
Yes.
And not to say that the agents were children, but we're comparing it one thing to another. We have
sure.
the children learning loyalty, and then we have the adults
learning loyalty.
Mm-hmm. So we know we have to let people resolve their own conflicts sometimes. Mm-hmm. So From fighting over toys at home to having an argument with a friend at school, children need to learn to resolve their own conflicts. Parents should reassure children that just because a conflict arises, the friendship doesn't need to end.
That's right? So true.
Loyalty doesn't mean we never have disagreements. This is what Patty Anderson says, a preschool teacher of 22 years. And she tells Parentology, it means we respect one another even when we disagree with them.
That's the toughest one. If you think of it, you need to respect each other regardless of the conflict.
You know, so it continues on. By teaching children conflict resolution, you can help strengthen friendships and the understanding of loyalty. As Peterson puts it, when you're loyal, friends feel they can trust you and that you won't betray them, even if you disagree with them. If you're loyal to another person and trust them, you can talk to one another about your differences and develop a deeper understanding and a stronger relationship. This stuff is beautiful. Now, this is
it
for
really
kids,
is.
Right?
Now, let me ask you a question. Is this the we could agree to disagree concept?
Absolutely. The whole thing is this, that we can have misunderstandings. And a lot of people don't see it that way.
Sure.
The ego kicks in and they're like, no, you're wrong because you're trying to make me wrong. And you know, and it's not about that. It's respecting one another, that loyalty that you have that, hey, I'm not going to ruin this relationship because there's an argument. It's easy to just one of you be quiet.
But I think that what's happening there is that you're focusing on the negative.
Exactly.
So
rather than barking at each other.
Right. Well, don't hold it. You know, listen to what's being said to you, regardless of whether you think it's wrong or right, but don't hold on to it and say, okay, I get it. I get your ideas. I get your thoughts, but let's practice the responsibility of saying to each other, it's okay. We had a situation. Let's move on and work on it.
Right. It's taking a deep breath and learning how to respond rather than react. And we talk about that all the time.
Well, sure. But also people just harp on that same situation over and over again. And I think that removes you from that relationship and it kind of destroys the loyalty piece of it.
Right. Because if you're willing to lose a relationship over a dumb argument, then really you're not showing any loyalty. There's no loyalty to that relationship. This goes deep. It goes from inside the house all the way to having your client base or even your colleagues and your friends, everybody.
Right.
This is what we're talking about, right?
Are there different types of loyalties or loyalty?
Well, let's go back to the article. Understanding different types of loyalty. While it's admirable to stand by a friend through thick and thin, it's also important to be loyal to your own values.
Okay.
This is what makes loyalty so complicated. Children should be taught loyalty doesn't always mean going along with something that feels wrong. It's okay to check in with oneself and ask, is this a good choice for me? The message for children, they can still be loyal to a friend without getting behind bad choices that a friend is making.
I think adults go through that all the time, Michael, where they're like, I want to support this individual, but ultimately my gut feeling or my feeling internally is that this is the wrong way. This is the wrong path.
I want to add this. There's times when you, as a realtor, we're going to take it to real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And as a realtor, you owe your client, you know, it's a fiduciary duty. One of the things that we owe them is loyalty, mm-hmm. right? In our fiduciary duties. Now you're at times going to come across a seller that wants to do something a little crooked and you want to advise them that that's not the route they want to take because it's not the right thing to do. But they insist.
Well, because they feel that you are loyal to them and right. They're loyal to you in this transaction, but you clearly know based on your profession. And I think this goes across many, many professions
right.
where you're dealing with the public or you're providing a service that you know right there from the inset, this is not a good idea. And you advise them, I really believe you shouldn't go that way. And there's that loyalty piece where you're like, you know what? I'm not falling into the deep end with you as far as what you're trying to do.
Right. Because loyalty, you're loyal to them, but the boundary is that you're not going to cross the line into doing something that you should not be doing just because you're trying to show loyalty to them. That's not loyalty, that becomes stupidity.
Right.
You know, and it becomes almost like a gang mentality.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just wanted to mention that because anybody that's younger getting into any profession and runs across something like that, no, you do not owe someone loyalty if you're offering your service and they want you to do something that's absolutely wrong and you know it.
Sure.
You know that it is because you're not going to lose your license or put your license on the line because someone else thinks that that's what loyalty means. You don't turn a blind eye to things that are wrong.
Correct.
That might go without saying, but we figured we'd throw that out mm-hmm. there. Anonymous, which is...
Anonymous is back.
Yeah.
Thank you, Anonymous, for returning in episode 37.
And Anonymous is the cousin of the quote master of the universe, which is unknown. Anonymous says, the only people I owe my loyalty to are those that never made me question theirs. Now, that sounds like a cheesy social media, one of those posts. But the fact is that it is something that is true. Listen... Need some reinforcement in getting lessons about loyalty across? Here are some popular books for your children to help them learn about loyalty at an early age.
There's Horton Hatches the Egg by Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, I like Dr. Seuss. I don't care what people say.
Great books. Amos and Boris by William Steig. And The Velveteen Rabbit by Marjorie Williams. Great books that have information to help you with loyalty.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's for your children.
Right.
The quote master of the universe.
Unknown.
He's not going to stay back if Anonymous is here.
Yeah, if Anonymous showed up to the party, to the celebrity costume party, then...
Unknown should be there too.
Exactly.
I think they're one and the same, but
yes.
You know, they can't fool me. Loyalty is rare. If you find it, keep it. So, you know... It's really hard to find loyalty, and I'll tell you why, because think about how many friends you've had that have been your friends for the longest time, and those are your loyal friends.
Sure.
And then you've had people that are in your life that you thought maybe they'd be hanging around for a lot longer, and then they're not, because obviously they weren't loyal to the relationship that you had.
Exactly.
The article does continue. There's a joy to finding loyalty, but it starts with you.
Within.
And letting your children know you'll always be there for them and that they can always depend on you during the good and the bad. And that's the best loyalty lesson in itself.
That's so reassuring for a child to know that they have, or at least that their parents have their back, regardless of what decisions they make, good or bad. Hopefully it's not bad. Hopefully it's not grave. Think of it for a moment. I know that a lot of people who listen to our show have children and they could be older or younger. Think of a moment that you went through with your child where you realize it was something that you didn't agree with. But what was the lesson that took place when you said, I get it. I'm here for you. That's it. And then you move on and you work through that situation. Hopefully it's not a situation that you can't get out of, but I think you can get out of everything, or at least solve a lot of things that happen in life. That is like the greatest gift. And that's the greatest moment of loyalty, because you're telling your child, hey, I know what had occurred, but I'm here for you and we're going to work through this together, or I'm going to help you regardless of whether you take over as an adult or not. That is so critical, and that shows loyalty in a family.
This is the truth. Now listen, the loyalty you want to show is the loyalty to yourself first. And if you find that if you know how to be loyal to yourself, you're not going to put yourself in positions to do things to other people that you would not want to happen to you. And the fact of the matter is, you do get back what you put out. And if you keep that in mind and you understand that, then you'll have friends for a longer time. And if you're not interested in that relationship, then you'll find a way to break it. But it's not going to be through being disloyal. It'll be just by being honest. Hey, listen, this doesn't work. You move on.
If anybody wants to get more information on this article, it's Patty Anderson. She wrote an article for Kitty Academy, and it's called How to Teach Your Child Loyalty.
This is the truth.
There's a lot more in the article. I think it's valuable information. If you ever want to express a moment of help, say, hey, I need more information on this, or I need more guidance on what you guys are talking about, reach out to us. thevibeyourin@gmail.com, and we'd be more than happy to respond. And if it's a one-on-one, we're there for you.
Yes, yes, y'all. Quote Master makes another appearance. Never Anonymous allow your loyalty back. To become slavery. You only live once. Your loyalty does not have to be slavery. You only live once. That means that if you're in a relationship, you're not liking what's happening, it's one-sided, or something shady is going on, you're not, loyalty is not slavery. You can walk away.
If you could end this episode with one tip, what would that be?
I would end it with this. Loyalty is a decision, a resolution of the soul. Loyalty is a decision, okay? It's not something that you owe somebody. It's something that you give somebody. It's something that you practice on yourself, and then you give that and you share that loyalty with other people.
If you love this episode, hit that subscribe button.
Hit that button.
So you do not miss another episode. I want to thank the first time listener. Hopefully this was awesome for you.
And man, thanks for joining us.
Come back. For those who are the troops, the supporters on a weekly basis, we want to thank you for always listening. If there's anything you want to tell us, if you want to give us advice or you need advice, thevibeyourin@gmail.com, and we will respond.
Yes, yes, y'all.
We want to thank our sponsor, The Enchantment Room.
You can reach them at froggiespartypad.com, froggiespartypad.com.
Don't forget our celebrity costume party. Oh. October 29th.
It's going to be bananas.
We are going to have a red carpet, live interviews with Michael and Will of The Vibe You're In. We're going to have everything for you to have an amazing time in The Enchantment Room.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Tickets are flying. Check us out at The Vibe You're In Facebook page or Instagram. There is a link there for you to get your tickets pronto.
And you can go there and hit that button too.
Hit that button too. Thank you, Short Fuse, for always making us sound amazing. And as we always end our episodes, we are over
and
out.